matter how much you get yourself convinced of all of the stuff that is in your past is why your life is going in this direction, it is all an illusion. It cannot drive the ship of your life. And you have got to let go of that idea that somehow why you are the way you are and what the circumstances of your life are have something to do with that trail that is left behind. What is responsible for where you are in your life and where you are going in your life is the present moment energy that you are generating right now out of your consciousness. And where you place your attention is what you will manifest for yourself. And in reading the Kabbalah before going over to Marco Island to write your sacred self, the thing that I got most out of the Kabbalah was this. It says in there that our purpose in being here on this planet is to move from one level to the next, from the physical level to the spiritual level. That's what we show up here for. That's what it means to be a spiritual being, having a human experience. That we are here to move from one level to the next. And in order to be able to move from one level to the next, you must generate the energy to do so. Now, energy is a very key concept, and this is another one of those weird little things. But I suggest to you that you not only have a physical body, but you also have an energy body. And that energy body is with you, it's a double. And that body double is with you at all times. It is surrounds you in a shape that is actually capable. You are capable of a great seeing. How do you say it, Marcella? Natoihe. A great seeing. And when you see this energy body, you will see that it is assembled around you in something called an assemblage point that is out back here someplace. And that assemblage point of energy is what determines your agreement with reality. And your agreement with reality cannot be shifted until you move that assemblage point of energy. And you can indeed move that energy. And when you are able to shift that energy that is who you are and shift it, you can experience and create and write a new agreement with reality which allows you to make a somersault into the unimaginable. And energy is not something that is visible. This planet is soaring through space. It is orbiting. It weighs trillions and trillions of tons. It is being held up and moving forward and circling all the time. And something is holding it up, and something is making it spin, and something is making it move, something called energy that is also flowing through you. And everything on this spinning oblate spheroid. It's all moving and spinning. And you know that from your science classes. And that energy is also, that invisible energy, is something that you have, an etheric energy body that you can learn to tap into, shift that energy around. There's different ways of doing it. And as you learn to do it through meditative practices, you start to have a natoihi, a great seeing, an epiphany, satori, an instant awakening. And when you are able to generate the energy, and the Kabbalah says, not only do you have to generate an incredible amount of energy in order to be able to go from one level to the next, but this is the aha, this is the eureka. Ready? That the only way, according to the Kabbalah, that you can generate the energy to move to the higher level is through a fall. A fall. F-A-L-L. I was a high jumper in the track team in high school. They set the bar up here. 5'6". I'm white, okay? White guys can't jump. I run up to the bar. I get down as low as I can. And in the process of getting down low, falling, I generate the energy to propel myself over the bar. That's how you high jump. In order to move from a lower level to a higher level, you have to fall to generate the energy. The same thing the Kabbalah says is true for all of us in our lives, and that every advancement in spiritual consciousness is preceded by a fall. And the ego is terrified of a fall. Because the ego will die if you find God. The ego is that false idea that you are separate, better, more important, prettier, more stronger, wealthier, better, all of those kinds of things that you have to constantly keep proving yourself to. Your higher self says, just be at peace. Your ego says, more is better. Your ego says, there is no peace in more is better. And if it promotes peace, then it's your higher self. If it promotes turmoil, it's your ego. So the ego just sort of likes to promote a sort of steady river of misery. Because it knows, ego knows that if you fall, that's when you will find God. And who doesn't when you fall? I mean, a breakup, an accident, a stroke, a heart attack, a bankruptcy, a divorce, a separation, a loss of a job. Anything that constitutes, quote, a fall makes you a gentler, kinder, more God-like, more Christ-like, more Buddha-like soul. And when you then go there, you generate the energy to move to the next level. So why aren't we taught, why are we in a paradigm that falls are bad? Instead of being in a paradigm that says a fall gives me the opportunity to generate the energy I need to get to the next level, and I probably can't get there without it.